This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Ever since human beings have been making clothes, fashion has been trending in one way or another. But fashion comes at a cost. To bridge the gap between affordability and self-expression, the Northern BC Queer Connection Society has been hosting queer clothing swap and sewing workshops in various locations for just over a year in Prince George, Claylie-Tenay. While affordability is an aspect, there's more to it, as volunteer Nicola Cooper explained to us at the Voices in Culture Summit in late February. Can you tell us a little bit about the clothing swap? This has been one of the cornerstone events of the Queer Connection Society, and I'm sure it brings you some pleasure to bring it to the Civic Center today as well.
Yeah, we're really lucky that we've been able to be part of the LGBTQ Voices Summit that is here today in Prince George. So the clothing swap has lots of really high quality clothing that folks can just come and take. We do call it a swap, but you don't actually need to bring clothes with you to donate. You can come and take what you need. And the unique context for this particular clothing swap is that we recognize that clothing doesn't always fit everybody's body. And so, and that's especially likely if someone is queer. And so we can help folks to either alter their own clothing if they like it, or we can actually make arrangements for some sewing experts to alter clothing so that clothing that isn't necessarily made for someone's body can be made to be really affirming.
So removing the financial barrier to self-expression is certainly a factor. Empowering individuals with the skills to alter, accentuate, or even make their own clothing is a part of this recurring event. While these factors certainly contribute to developing one's own sense of unique style, costuming is a critical component of almost any theatrical performance. This is especially true within the upwardly trending world of drag and drag performance. There's also an aspect of sustainability when it comes to drag culture and drag performance. Local drag performer Iris highlighted the value of secondhand clothing in her The Magic of Drag workshop at the Voices in Culture Summit in late February 2026. This is what she had to say on the aspect of sustainability as it pertained to her art form.
So each new piece that you can add to your closet, make sure that it's something that will last, because that is the best way to ensure that your purchases are sustainable. Doesn't even matter the materials or anything like that. If you say a leather purse versus a plastic purse, a leather purse is going to last you a lot longer because it's quality, versus the plastic is going to rot in a landfill for the next 3,000 years. Yeah, and same with wigs. Wigs are a lot of the time synthetic wigs are made of plastic. So when, you know, we're making wigs, we're taking care of them and we're ensuring that they can have a life of longevity. It ensures our dread is as sustainable as possible. It's never going to be completely wasteless or waste-free, but we can make choices that ensure our purchases are sustainable and ethical. Mm-hmm. Another thing, we do have a queer clothing swap going on right at the corner here of our summit. There are some awesome pieces there if you're looking to build up a costume wardrobe or even for some things for your regular closet. Encourage you to participate in those.
Nicola Cooper also affirms this aspect of sustainability as one of the goals of the Queer Clothing Swap.
And of course, by making sure that we have clothing that isn't usable by the person who donated it anymore, then we're increasing sustainability by making sure that it has a second life or a third life. Sometimes we take two pieces and make something unique out of both of them, and so they have another life as well, and when we create new artwork, basically, out of the clothing that's here.
I was surprised to learn that Nicola is somewhat uniquely qualified to make the claim that upcycling clothing is indeed sustainable.
I'm really glad to also be able to sort of link this with UNBC. I'm Dean of the Faculty of Environment, as well as being a volunteer in this particular space. And so the opportunity to bring the clothing swap there is great, and the opportunity to work in the summit with some of our students and staff is just really a pleasure.
While visiting a clothing swap is a great way to get a hold of secondhand clothing items, Iris reminds us that friends are also a great resource when it comes to shifting your wardrobe around.
Another thing is purchasing or borrowing from a friend. And like, I'm able to cycle some of my stuff to my drag family as well and my babies. And yeah, that keeping it in the family, allowing, you know, kind of sisterhood of traveling pants, tea, love that. That is drag. Drag is community, and drag is making those connections with people.
As Iris suggests, any event where people gather can potentially become a social opportunity. We asked Nicola Cooper about the significance of hosting an event like the Clothing Swap at the Prince George Civic Center during the Voices in Culture Summit, as opposed to, say, gathering around an online community, as she has a perspective of entering into the 2SLGBTQIA+ community, initially as an outsider, moving to Prince George from elsewhere. Do you find an event like this having a particular value in making those social connections, or is it just as powerful to have that online community in your experience?
Yeah, so I actually feel like I've had more of a sense of community in Prince George and a sense of queer community in Prince George compared to anywhere else that I've lived before. So even though it's small, it's really strong. And I really appreciate the grassroots nature of a lot of the activities that are done. So when we're in a small community, there aren't necessarily other people who are going to take a really great idea and run with it. So if you have a good idea, you kind of have to just do it yourself and create a space for other people to bring them into that space and enjoy that. But that also gives a sense of empowerment to folks who are members of our community. And so there's lots of pluses with that as well. And so Prince George has really, really come together in terms of folks just being creative and creating new opportunities to link up.
And you also host these clothing swaps events at UMBC. Is there one coming up this March 2026 as well?
That's right. So once a term, we have the clothing swaps at UMBC. On March 15th from 1 until 4 p.m., we'll have one at UMBC, and it will be in the NUSC event space in Building 6.
And if you're curious but need a little extra incentive, here's Iris with a friendly reminder.
Not only will you might find like a nice dress or a pair of shoes, but you might make some friends. You might have some experience within our queer community.
With that, you can brace yourselves for a fashion adventure on UMBC campus in room 6-250, that's the NUSC space, in the Student Center, Building 6, on Sunday, March 15th, 2026, 1 to 4 p.m. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.